Then, 15th and lastly, don't feel guilty if you have made mistakes. It's not easy being a parent. Huh? Well, even though I'm not a parent, I know that very well, because sometimes parents do confide in me, and I do keep my ears and eyes open, and I do read a bit about it and hear programs on the radio about it. Huh? It's very difficult being a parent, whether a mother or a father, and I think it's more difficult being a parent now than perhaps ever before, in some ways at least. And there are so many variables. There are so many decisions that you have to take as a parent without really being able to know all the relevant facts. And things may go wrong, despite your good intentions. Huh? And even apart from that, children are individuals. They bring their own karma with them. Hmm? You may bring your child up beautifully. He or she may turn out to be a monster. You may bring them up very badly. They may turn out very well. Almost to spite you. And I've seen this, you know, because I've lived long enough now to be able to see sort of karma descending from one generation to another. I've known children being brought up very badly, with very bad parents, but themselves being very good parents and bringing up their children beautifully. And then, of course, the grandfather's or grandmother's story being repeated in the, you know, the next generation, another change. So there is that also to take into account. Karma. Huh? You don't know what karma, quite apart from chromosomes, you don't know what karma your child brings with him or her. So things may turn out very, very differently from what you expected. Huh? And even apart from that, you yourself are a fallible human being. You're not omniscient. Even parents don't know everything. Yeah? Maybe you mustn't tell the children that's too early. Huh? But even parents don't know everything. They can make mistakes. So, provided you've really done your best, you know, for your child or your children, huh? And at every stage of made what you felt honestly at the time was the best decision, if things do turn out amiss, huh? If things do seem to have gone wrong, well, maybe learn from that, but don't blame yourself too much. You know, don't feel guilty. If, for instance, later on in life your child does something, you know, or perhaps quite bad, don't agonize and think, oh, if only I'd, you know, done this or hadn't done that, maybe it would have been different. You don't know. You can't really work it out. You just have to do the best that you can in the present, in the here and now, for your child. The rest is karma, chance, circumstances, society. So don't blame yourself too much. Don't feel guilty if it does turn out in the future that you've made mistakes. Huh? And perhaps don't even be too ready to think it was due to your mistake. Maybe it wasn't. Huh? You don't know. So don't blame yourself anyway. Huh? You did your best at the time. That should be sufficient for you and for others. Huh? Some parents even, as it were, apologize to their children for the way they brought them up. Well, if you've done something really definitely, unmistakably bad, which has clearly caused the child suffering, well, all right, say you're sorry when the time comes, when the child is old enough to understand. But apart from that, bear in mind that the child, once he or she reaches the years of discretion, is responsible, you know, for his or her own life. And if anything goes wrong, if the child does something wrong, he or she can't just blame you for that. Huh? They're responsible for themselves, just as you're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for them, only to a very limited extent and for a limited period. So here are these 15 points of mine. Hmm? I hope there's been something a little bit new for at least some of you. Let me just very quickly run through them, just to remind you. First of all, remember you're a Buddhist first and a parent second. 2, don't be afraid to teach your children Buddhism. 3, realize that you are up against it. 4, join a parent-teacher organization. 5, communicate with your children. 6, restrict TV. 7, give your children a healthy diet. 8, socialize your child. 9, don't be possessive. 10, teach your children to speak properly. 11, take your children to suitable Buddhist festivals. 12, introduce your children to your Buddhist friends. 13, teach your children to care for the environment. 14, teach children to empathize. And 15, don't feel guilty if you've made any mistakes. So those are my 15 points. So we're finished for this morning. But as you know, we're going to have a question and answer session in the afternoon. I've already received, in fact, some questions from some people. But if you have questions, please write them out. And I don't know whether arrangements have been made to collect the questions. I trust they have. But if they haven't, you can even write them out and put them on the lectern here. And I trust someone will collect them and let me have a look at them a little while before the afternoon session starts. So I hope these 15 points for Buddhist parents, from someone who isn't himself a parent, except of course in a very metaphorical sense, have created some interest and perhaps stimulated you to think even more seriously than you've thought so far about what it means to be a Buddhist parent.